What's up, what's
Love
up, man?
Talk Radio.
I love in my ear. Get off the fucking mic. No. This is Fun Fuck the Friday. This is what we do, man. Just, you know, hype man up in this bitch. Sometimes we gotta have a short clip. We gonna be coming back soon, so you're gonna be looking at this. True Talk Radio kicks it with Fun Fuck the Friday. You've got a spasmodic attack coming at you. Yes, that is true. You know how I'm always talking about True Talk Radio is always talking about just really being real with the music that you make and just staying forward and pushing forward and going, you know what, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. And you know, I started to think, well, what makes a really good artist? You know, is it performance? Is it lyrics? Is it beats? Is it, you know, is it all of the above? I mean, is it more than just that? Is it consistency? Is it, you know, what would you say would make a good artist? If you want to get in on the fun, on Fun Fuck the Friday, on this real spasmodic attack for this 15 minutes, because I fucked up, because it's Fun Fuck the Friday and we be fucking up, but we will be back. So, we got to do what we got to do. If you want to get in on the conversation, it's 646-787-8245. Again, if you would like to get in on the conversation, it's 646-787-8245. Hype man, kicking it live. True Talk Radio, motherfuckers. Let's do this.
Here we go again, blackout, spaz out, all in, fall in, hype man. Yeah, this true shit right here. They all in the mix, this they shit right here, clear. Grab your pen and pad, school's in, bitch. Your chick hella scary, stay off my shit, babe. Rhymes is trash, show me where the bars at. Talk great, really bro, why you still mad as shit? Such a faker, oh how things change. They all on my tip, fam, and at a campaign. Game over, black the screen now. Fuck your hashtags, cause I hit them with a 4 pound. Loud and mouthy, stay from around me. Talk is cheap, you know where you can find me. White boy, you know I get this shit. We're the mighty elite, yeah, the true talk spit, bitch.
Yeah, you're truly on mic check, man. We do what we do, man. This is a spasmodic attack format. 15 minutes of insane, just jabber-walky type of shit. You know what I mean? That's right. I said jabber-walky talking type of shit. Okay. And yes, I was clapping on that one because we shut shit down. Anyway, more importantly, man, I would just like to really try to say thank you to the artists that are out there doing their thing, pushing real hard, and setting examples for those that come after them. It really has inspired me in the last couple of weeks because I've got things going on. I've had some other people in my life having some things going on, so it's just real nice to be like, man, music is there, and it's I think when you add a lot of your emotions and your life into your music, that's what makes a good artist at heart. You know, I think that when you sit there and you go, man, I just gotta go and I just gotta put it to it and do it, you know, no matter what, just full speed ahead, you know. That's kind of how I look at it. It's kind of how I see it. I've been really, really blessed. So shout out to everybody that's helping me do my stuff, working on my project and everything, man. Y'all been great. I love you guys to death. And it's you gotta say, and this is what I want to do. This is the message that I want to put out. And I feel like nowadays there's people that don't even, they don't even know what they want to put out anymore, you know, or they just put it out to put it out because they compromise themselves as an artist and don't stay true to themselves. They just, in a sense, what we would say is selling out. But, you know, they got to be ran through the machine eventually if you're going to, you know, sell tons of records, you know. So I think that that's one of the things that, that really makes me, you know, think about, like, okay, well, what kind of legacy are you going to leave, you know? What are we doing? What is our legacy? Where do we want to end up at? You know, light at the end of the tunnel type of shit. You know what I mean? That's why I feel like it's, you know, in love and memory for at least for a reason for me, because it's, you know, that's why I named my project, because I, you know, I said some things like this, you know, it just makes you think, you know. You know, and you sit there and you write and you wonder, like, man, I wonder what other people are doing, you know, on their days off, and, you know, what they're trying to push and things like that. So, you know, it just made some sense to me. Just please allow me to continue what I was doing for all those people that are no longer here and those that disappeared due to personal fear. I'm cheering for you, and that are dear to our heart. Put one in the air, all the ones that are in our lives. I kept it positive and kept it moving. So, I mean, it's just because these people, you know, I'm not saying that I go, oh, okay, I idolize these people. It's just more of less of going, like, man, these people, you know, they've inspired me in a certain way. So I kind of watch what they're doing. Then you go, okay, well, what can I do? Okay, I can rap. Okay, I can play drums. Okay, I can do this and that. And then you go, okay, well, this is how you do it, you know, and you just get to it. I think it is the best policy, and just keep staying focused and staying true to what you do, man, and never give up. So, you know, as an artist, you just have to have a vision. You just, like I said, just stay focused. And if you stay focused enough, you can my mom would always say, you know, put your eyes on the prize. Just keep going. Just never slow up. Never be comfortable. Just always try to change and better yourself, you know, because within bettering yourself, you're going to be able to better your future. You're going to have a better past. You're going to be able to do what you need to do, you know, which is important. And I thank everybody that supports this radio show. We've been, you know, doing our thing kind of weird lately, and it's just, you know, we stay true to what we do, man. And we love the radio, we love the music, we love, you know, supporting the artists. And, you know, it's True Talk Radio. It's True Talk Radio for a reason. We stay true to what we do, you know. So if you know what you want out of life, and just go get it. That's why they say I need a go-getter on my team. Shit. Maybe you need a go-getter on your team. But, you know, like I said, this is 15 minutes of madness. This is 15 minutes of just utter spasmodic madness. Coming from the hype man, True Talk Radio. He's fucking up on some shit and trying some shit new, since, you know, this two-hour shit sometimes bores you guys. Sometimes how I see it. But you know what? And we just come back. We're just going to come back, and we're just going to keep pumping out this music. And, you know, we might just do a little bit of spasmodic broadcast and then later hit you on with the late night, you know, R&B type of smooth walk radio. Smooth walk radio. Because, you know, that's what we do, man. So, choo-choo, motherfucker. And let's see if we don't have any bags. Any bags in the tricks for tricks? Any bags in the tricks? We don't have any bags in the tricks. Maybe we have tricks in the bags. Well, I don't know. Maybe it just needs to be smoothed out, ran through, followed up with. You'll see what I'm talking about. Do you, man?
I chose something.
I hope you did choose. That's locksmith.
I know.
Remember, I'm going to let's hear what you're going to put on.
What we got?
No weirdo shit.
What we got?
Let's hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. K. Slay.
Yeah.
Locksmith, yeah. Lofty Goals. Check it out. Look. Allow me to paraphrase the apparent phase I pedal toward. The space between chasing my dreams and what I'll settle for. Every new tier in my career is more clear. Focus on my core and keep these executives on a tether cord. I said it for a reason, mind you. People speculate, but to myself is the only label I'm signed to. And I don't feel the need to proceed, I'm reserved hardly. Do all the work and receive proceeds from a third party? That's absurd, sorry. I just prefer to be heard, bar me. Rap a sign and disappear, commandeer a search party. Search far beyond the farce that you fraudulently falsify. The false guy you fabricate and the faith that you toss aside. I assault your pride, calling a lie like what's untrue. They rapping with such uncouth, they been in like Hut 1-2. No telling just what some do. We shun artists and praise social media starlets. No judging, I probably fuck 1-2. This is here, this is now, this is how we are viewed. We cop shoes before food, cause our values are skewed. We spin bread to get breads, it's in bread. We've been bred, we've been fed and misled. We duck shots to mislead. With this said, I'm trying to paint it clear as possible. Some people are roadblocks, I had to steer those obstacles. I would not let it swerve me like the clergy to the flock, or the distorted plot they try to smear this gospel through. My lyric and vocal expression has never been questioned, I know what it's worth. You cannot define, I try to confine what is in inside, I try to pervert. But if it's this lame, I will disclaim with a disdain from a disdain, saying his name in a dismay. I will display show and dismay, but on this day, my total intention, total to totem, you hold for suspension. I'm engrossed in my own convictions. I know that my foes are stricken with jealousy and contingency, stalking my timeline, but make sure they never mention me. Lyrically, there's no comparing. I, how come you don't collab more, Lock? In three words, niggas is terrified. I terrorize any rapper in any issue. Fuck a tastemaker, cut off his tongue and tell him to wish you. Rappers use big words, but don't be saying much to overcompensate for the music they had to rush. Instead of creative ways to convey what they feel as such, they try to overcomplicate through their lyrics, and that's a crutch. Clutching your notepad, you're so mad that you pretend. So you spit the most far out shit that you can pin. But when you try to sound smart without substance in your art, you're just as bad as the swagged out rappers that you condemn. Then a fan once wrote, we sick of gimmicks, see? You gotta be controversial and diss them for empathy. But if I only become worthy by giving you controversy, then in reality the only real gimmick is me. I don't need a sales pitch from some executive with a list trying to teach me how to tweet or consult in my statist. I've been at this thing for so long with practice, I can practically do a show anywhere on the atlas. If you at this nigga, better believe you at risk of being physically shunned. I become what I had this. I used to criticize others for lack of lyrical depth. Now I realize it's more than one way to earn your respect. They said I was slept on, I kept on. I painted the picture you sketched on. I feel like these rappers are so full of gas that they swallowed a glass full of Tecron. Respect gone, so you hustle for lots of loot. I'd rather be known as unknown than be known as a prostitute. Look, would you rather be a whore or a slave? Would you rather be ignored or betrayed? Would you rather be gathered amongst cadavers covered in lime and forced to redefine whatever Lord you praise? That's the promise that they give and expect you to choose between the less of two evils in hopes to confuse the mad sheep where they bathe in their own fecal, consuming the residue of revenue from the folks they abused. Now let's define who...
Man, man, oh man, oh man, oh man. That's what I'm talking about, you know? As I... Just a freestyle, you know what I mean? And we're closing down on this 90 seconds, man. We're doing what we got to do, man. It is Hype Man, Fun Fucked Up Fridays, Spasmatic 15 Minutes with the Hype Man. You've heard it first. And, you know, let's just, you know, the message of the guest today is, you know, let's just treat the people the way that we want to be treated. So, you know, let's try to stay in line and go over the head with things and act tougher than you, and I'm going to act tougher than you, and the next thing you know, you're over the internet, and the next thing you know, you're in front of each other's face, and you're fighting, and you're, you know, and then it ends in a tragic situation. So shout out to the ones that have lost their life over dumb shit. Does it make sense, man? On Fucked Up Friday, Spasmatic, 15 minutes with the Hype Man. What makes an art a good artist, and is the bullshit that's going on. We out.